High 96.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. Hello, everybody. What a beautiful day it is out there.
Yes, it's almost too nice to be inside.
I know.
But it is a little warm.
Hot, hot, hot.
It is.
Yeah, sure is.
It is, but you know what? It's more of a dry heat, isn't it?
Yeah, this is more like
California.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
California, somewhere west.
Somewhere west. And we have Ryan Proffitt in the house with two F's and two T's from Future Home Loans. Your future is bright.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I sound like an infomercial.
I should have recorded that.
And we have more. Just wait.
Can we do that again?
Yes. But it's always great to see you. And of course, everyone always wants to know what is new with our money, you know, if you're wanting to purchase residential property. And so how is it looking? Is it still good?
Still great. Still great. I mean, we're reaching the point where we're getting back down to where we were on the all-time lows on interest rates. So it's amazing that, you know, it's just kind of riding the wave. But, you know, the stuff keeps coming in and rates keep dropping. And, you know, you think, can they get any lower? And next thing you know, they're starting to come trending down a little bit again. And we're heading into purchase season now. School's getting out next week for a lot of people. So this is when people are going to be out moving to Florida, looking to buy. And it's a great time with rates being as low. It gives you that a lot of purchasing power.
So, yeah, school's getting out. Didn't they just go back?
Yeah, it's hard to tell with this whole COVID schedule. And
I guess they're trying to get back to normal,
yeah,
which would put them off for the summer.
Summer
but I'm
break,
saying keep them in there.
They should. But so, summer break, and so schools will be out. And then I think when we start back up in August, everything will be back to normal as far as the school and no longer on the online and all that stuff. So,
of course, all the teachers are going, no, no, no.
Yeah. That's a different story.
Yes.
But, the market continues to be hot. People continue to move to Florida.
So what's the average interest rate? I know it depends on people's background, on, you know, how much they're spending. There, you know, there's a lot involved, but you know, for the average, you know, 700 FICO score, yeah,
the 30-year fixes is in the twos. The 15-year fixes is down the bottom of the twos as well. I mean, you're seeing interest rates.
Serious, 15s are that low.
Yeah, crazy. I saw 1.99 on a 15-year the other day. You get an FHA loan, 30-year for a first-time home buyer. They're coming in at 2.3, 2.4. It's crazy how low these interest rates. And they have no idea because they're first-time home buyers or they've never looked at interest rates before. And you try to explain, like, hey, this is insanely low. Like, this is amazing.
That is. That's, you know, I might have to look into that. I mean, who wouldn't want a 15-year loan in the low twos?
Yeah, a lot of people are refinancing too, taking advantage
insane.
Of that, especially if you know you're going to be in your house for a while. And it makes sense to go ahead and get into a 15-year loan. You can go ahead and shorten up those payments and pay that off faster. So, the 15-year loan I'm talking to now.
Or if you're like me, as I say, the last trimester of your life.
Yes. And then you plan on retiring and you say, hey, I'm going to be retiring in the next 10 to 15 years. And I want my house to be paid off. And then I can go, you know, just play golf all day and sail around the world.
Yeah. Of course, I think I'm still young. I am young. I mean, I'm 60 years old. I'm going to be 60 years old. And so when I say the last trimester, it's like, okay, yeah, well, I kind of hope that I last through my 80s.
Yeah,
but
I think you'll make it.
I think so. Yeah, with my personality, people like me do not die.
No.
But, a 15-year loan would be great. You know, the more I pay off, my son would be extremely happy, of course.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense for you in your situation. And that's why you know, doing this 18 years, we just ask, you know, give us a call, you know, have your current mortgage statement there. We can take a look at it. It takes 5 minutes. We can kind of go through what your needs are, how long you plan on being in the home, how comfortable you are with your payment. You know, a lot of people have had some life changes. You know, they either, you know, kids have moved out and gone off to college. We got college starting up, and now you're looking around. You're like, do we need this big house? You know, sometimes you have an elderly parent that wants to move in, and now they're going to be helping you and that kind of stuff. So there's all kinds of things that changes in people's life. So just like anything, it takes a couple of minutes to look at your situation. It's just one of those things that people put off, but you really should look at your mortgage statement and kind of get an idea of what you're paying on your interest rates.
Yeah, and of course, right now people are getting a little extra money on selling their homes. It's not over the top. You know, everybody's going, "Well, prices have gone up, way up, way up." I don't think they've gone up way, way up. They're, you know, still the average home here in Northeast Florida is still, you know, in the high, you know, 200,000s. And but having said that, it's always best to have a down payment, correct?
Absolutely. That's the first thing, is to kind of make sure you're saving for your down payment, or you know, get a lot of gifts. A lot of first time home buyers, you know, are able to get gifts to help out.
And why is that? You know, there's mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. So chat a little bit about that. You know, if they don't have that down payment and they're just bringing in the bare minimum, explain what mortgage insurance is.
Yeah. So mortgage insurance is, if you're not putting at least 20% down on the mortgage, then you got to pay the mortgage insurance premium each month into the loan. But you can get into a mortgage with as little as 3% down for a conventional loan. And then it kind of goes in different tiers, you know, 5% down or 10% down. And mortgage insurance is actually cheap now when you have good credit and you're putting some money down. Doing a loan right now, and he's putting 10% down, and his mortgage insurance is like $33 a month. And I was like, you know, save your extra 30 grand. You don't need to put the 20% down, and you can pay that $33 a month. And if you pay it off, you know, it'll just drop off. You know, it's good to have, you know, options for you. And he's like, no one ever said that to him. Everybody kept telling me I need to have 20% down. I was like, you don't have to have 20%
not anymore.
Down.
You know, back in the day, that's all that
that's
was
all you
offered.
Ever heard.
Yeah, it was either, you know, FHA, which what does FHA stand for?
Federal Housing Authority.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about definitions today, because, you know, here even on the show, you know, we take for granted, we'll throw out, you know, FHA, and what are some other things we throw out?
MIP, mortgage insurance premium on FHA.
Yeah. PSA, the purchase and sell agreement. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about those today, as well as a few things on how to put an emergency supply kit together, because we're getting into, obviously, hurricane season. So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about these.
We got tons of acronyms. We could do a whole show on acronyms. We could talk about the LTV, the DTI.
Yeah, so we're going to give you some basic definitions that, you know, perhaps some of you know, and I would say the probably majority do not. Yeah. But, you know, back in the day, you would get an FHA loan, or you had 20% off. It was, I mean, 20% down. Yeah. So, and that was it. Those were your only choices. So today, to be able to put down 3%, 5%, 10%, or 20% on a conventional loan, that is outstanding. And FHA is usually, the people that usually get that are going to be people that are first-time buyers, or people who haven't bought in a long time, and they don't have that down payment. But with that comes mortgage insurance. And isn't that at that point, isn't it a, it could be lower now because interest is so low now, but
yeah.
Back in the day, it was a couple hundred dollars, wasn't it, on your payment?
It depends on the loan size. So it's a formula, and you can pull the calculator up online, and you plug in the numbers on kind of what your credit score is and how much you're putting down. But it also goes off the loan size as well. But, you know, the average mortgage insurance is right around $150 on your average home price. And it's a lot cheaper than that if you go conventional, because the mortgage insurance companies are getting competitive. And you can kind of shop that around between the different ones and find some that are competitive as well. But for FHA, it's standard across the board. It's they're set by the federal agency, so it goes based off of what you're looking at on the formula, how much you pay each month.
Well, there you go. And we're going to have a lot more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We're going to talk about some definitions. What does PSA mean? What does all these different acronyms mean? So stay tuned. And give us a call if you have questions, 904-831-0600.
All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you could always find me, of course, at Realty Executives here in Northeast Florida. We're always here to serve you. We have offices throughout the state of Florida and all over the U.S. We are an international company. And so no matter where you're moving to, it doesn't have to be here in Northeast Florida. I can assist you in perhaps finding you the right real estate agent for you in the area you are moving. So you can always find me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. Because sometimes, you know, when you're relocating, which I have done, you know, you don't know who to call. It's like, okay, I don't know anybody there yet. You know, do I trust and just do a random pick? I could do that for you. And if you're not happy with them, we find you somebody else. But I actually interview them. You know, I call different people up. I usually call three or four agents up. I'll interview them to make sure that you know, they're going to be a fit for you. in that location that you are looking. So it doesn't matter what state it is, we can find it for you, find that right person for you. So that way it makes the whole transaction just easier, because it can be stressful to buy a home. And we try not to make it that way. But in today's marketplace, which, Ryan, you're well aware of, sometimes it gets a little frustrating because we don't have the inventory. So, you know, if you're thinking or you have to relocate, you might want to start a little bit earlier than anticipated, just to make sure that you're getting, you know, the house you want. Because you may end up in multiple offer situation, and having an experienced real estate agent is going to be crucial. But we're talking about acronyms, and throw some out. I mean, you know, what do you've got on this?
For the mortgage terms, there's a whole booklet on them. You can have the one that's pretty common is LTV. A lot of people just throw that around, assuming everybody knows what that means.
I know.
And that means loan to value. So especially in this market, it's kind of big because you got the appraisal that comes in, and you need to know what the appraisal comes in, and then how much is your loan going to be to that value. And there's certain requirements and down payments, how the loan is structured and set up. So LTV is a big one we use. DTI is another one that people just
That's
throw
around.
That's
an important one to know.
It's an important one that people... You know, they throw it around DTI like somebody's supposed to know who that what that is or what it means. So I always try to explain to them it's debt to income ratio, and that's a big one. That basically tells you your ability to repay, how much you can afford on the home, and then there's certain percentages on the certain loan types on what you can go up to on your DTI. So those are popular ones that we kind of use every day, and I always try to be alert and talk to them like
it's
my first time and their first time, and not try to use a lot of those acronyms, but it's so hard.
Yes, because we can usually go through a whole sentence and not use any type of word and use all acronyms. It's hilarious, but you know, it's crazy. What we should do, you and I, is put a booklet together.
Yeah.
A small booklet that we can pass out to people that are interested in buying so they know what some of these acronyms are ahead of time. But debt to income ratio is a very important one. Because what is that debt to income ratio? What is like the average that people should stay below, so that way they can, you know, I would say that
50% is the threshold that we normally monitor and kind of talk to people about what's in their comfort zone. So a lot of people are not concerned with what their payment's going to be. They're just like, I think I can afford this, or I budgeted I can pay for this, and so we kind of back it in and say, hey, based on your income, based on your other debts, your obligation, you know, your student loans, car loans, here's what mortgage payment you can afford, you know, $1,600. And then we can back that in and say, you know, that's a $300,000 house for you.
So the lower debt to income ratio, the more home they could buy.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm at 20%. So is that good?
So we need to get you $1 million home.
There you go.
Right off the bat. Just put you right at the max DTI and make your house poor right off the bat.
You're going to help me with that 20% down?
Yeah. No, that's why we always say, what payment are you comfortable with? You know, have you done your budget? Because what we can qualify you for on your DTI ratio and what you're comfortable paying can be two completely different things.
Yes, exactly.
So we always try to make that very clear. Just because we say you're approved for a $500,000 home, and you're 26 years old, working your first job, doesn't mean you should go out and buy that. It just means you have no debt and no other obligations at this moment.
Exactly.
And every dollar you have is going to your mortgage.
Yes. And, you know, again, since I'm in the older group, I hate to say that, but I am. You know, I was super conservative when I bought this house.
Yeah.
So I actually bought this house based on my retirement only.
Perfect.
Not my real estate. So, you know, if medically something happens to me, I can live very comfortably. And so you have to think of all those things, though.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of people don't. They just, they get emotional about it, and they just, let's go out and buy a house, and, you know, let's get the biggest house on the block.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was there, you know, I was young, and that's what I wanted to do. But, you know, you have to keep everything in perspective. And so... if you can keep that DTI low, then you're going to have more buying power.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want. How about a pre-qualification? Because a lot of people, you know, go, why do I need one?
Yeah, they're very, very important, especially in this market now when you got multiple offers. You definitely want to get a pre-qualification, and that means that you've applied for a loan, you've had your credit checked, and then you've had your income information and your assets submitted, and it's been through underwriting, which we do, you know, same day once we get your information for you. So we give you a piece of paper saying that you're basically pre-qualified to buy that home, and we've already checked and verified all that information versus somebody who might have like a pre-approval or, you know, an application to apply or hadn't even applied yet. Those are all different forms. But the pre-qualification is going to put you right at the top of the list, because then all you have to do is find the property, get your offer accepted, and we just do the appraisal. You've already submitted all your docs. You've already had all your hurdles. You've already gone through all your checklists. You've done all the hard part as far as the loan process is concerned.
There you go. And if you have questions for Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's, give us a call here, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Ask those real estate questions, and we'll be happy to answer those for you. Another one that a lot of people, you know, don't know what realtor means. And a lot of people think, okay, it's just somebody who sells real estate. Yeah. When in fact, it's a lot more than that. And it is actually that we are licensed as real estate agents, but we are also members. The only people that can use that word realtor is you have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors. And we take a commitment, a strict commitment to the code of ethics. So just being licensed does not make you a realtor. So you have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors and abide by the code of ethics.
Let me ask you this question. Is there a difference between a realtor and a real estate broker?
Well, yes. Yes, a broker is the boss. But they have to get a different license. First start off with the real estate license. They have to be a realtor for a few years before they can actually apply to be a broker. And they have to go back and take testing for that with the state and qualify. So they're the ones that normally run the office. So we also have managers,
right,
which may not have a broker's license, but they work under a broker. So all real estate agents have to work under a broker.
So the broker is the one who does the final deal.
They're the boss, yes. They're the ones that make sure that we're doing everything and that we're abiding the law and that everything, you know, our paperwork is correct. There's a lot involved in being a broker. We love our brokers, for sure.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes. And how about residential real property? A lot of people don't know what is considered real property here. So when you're buying real estate, you're going, well, okay, can I buy a duplex? Is that considered residential? It does. That is. So it's up to 4 units or less is considered residential real estate. Everything else would fall under commercial. And
yeah, it comes up a lot. You know, single family homes are all residential, condos, those are all residential. But if you have a multi-unit property and it's got 5 kitchens, then that's going to be a commercial versus a residential real property. That's the typically the cutoff is the 4 units.
Yes. Yes. So it's pretty basic, but a lot of people don't know. And so that's why we're discussing some definitions, some basic definitions. We've got a few more for you when we come back. And then we're going to get ready for disaster preparedness.
Talk Radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department is announcing criminal charges against more than a dozen people from Florida to California in a series of Medicare scams that exploited coronavirus fears to build tens of millions of dollars in bogus claims. A common hook involved a variant of identity theft. Fraudsters allegedly offered COVID-19 tests to get the Medicare numbers of unsuspecting patients and then used that information to bill for lucrative but unneeded genetic tests costing thousands of dollars. Wednesday's charges look back to the early months of the pandemic when there was a high demand for COVID tests still in short supply. Officials said a pervasive scam nowadays involves peddling fake vaccination cards. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the NASDAQ rose 80, the S&P advanced 7. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. 38-year-old man was found with multiple gunshot wounds earlier this morning in the Paxson neighborhood, according to JSO. He died at the hospital. So far, no arrests. Another shooting being investigated that took place this morning on the west side, the shooting happening near the entrance of West Fraser Timber Company. The U.S. continues to press for information into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and the potential involvement of a lab in Wuhan. Senator Marco Rubio says the WHO should have no role in the investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party itself, doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused the problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired.
And new from overnight, three people are dead after a fiery single-car crash at the border of Clay and Putnam counties. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're seeing major delays because of a crash on the Matthews Bridge eastbound that's away from downtown, blocking the left lane. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Collins Road and Blanding Boulevard. And there's a crash on I-10 westbound at Stockton Street. Mostly clear tonight, low 70. Thursday, mostly sunny and hot, high 96.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
It's Ed, Dean, Roger Henderson. Join us tomorrow, Thursday morning, beginning at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. So, Roger, the president came out with a $2.3 infrastructure package, trillion. That's how much he wanted to spend. Then it was $1.7. Republicans last month said, well, we'll do $500 billion. Now the Republicans are jacking it up to $1 trillion. I thought the Republican Party was a party of less fiscal spending on government waste.
We spend more. No, we spend more. No, we spend more.
More about this tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. And Roger, Talk Radio WBOB.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Hello, Duval, and welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are in the house with some great people. We've got Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's.
Future's bright.
The future is bright. And everything's going well. You know, it's a crazy market, and I'm still sane. So that's not a bad thing. No. That is not a bad. It's a difficult place to be.
Halfway through the year already.
I know, because I read, you know, on Facebook, which we are live on Facebook right now. you know, I'm in all these groups, you know, the mastermind groups for, and to hear some of these stories that people are going to, and it's kind of interesting. But I've been fortunate. I have, you know, I feel blessed actually that my deals have been fairly smooth. The only one that I've had that's been a little chaotic was actually new construction and stuff. You know, my clients thought they were getting, they're buying a 5-bedroom, like 4-bathroom home. You would think that, okay, if you're buying a house that big, the assumption is you probably have kids, right? And they might need a place to play in the backyard. And she made it clear that when we were purchasing this house that, you know, she needed a backyard. She wanted to put a pool in there. Come to find out, there's no backyard. We're talking like almost zero lot line in the back. Mm. I don't know why they would build a house that big on a lot like that, but it was crazy. But they did. It took some finagling. Because,
put it in the front yard.
Because, you know, everybody wanted to walk away from the deal, but it took some massaging and the company came through and we moved them to a bigger lot and they charged them the same price.
That's good.
And so they made it right. And which sometimes isn't always the case when you're dealing with new construction. So that was my most frustrating deal. And that actually worked out. So I've been fortunate enough because it is a hectic market right now.
That's what we do. We're problem solvers in this market.
That's exactly what we are.
Yeah. Even the easy ones you see and something comes up and it's something you can't expect. But that's why you want to work with somebody who's been doing it as long as we have, because I feel like we've seen it all and we've done it all. I was like, yep, we've done that before. And oh yeah, we can do that. And we've had this issue come up and this is how we resolved it in the past. And that makes me feel comfortable and confident.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're talking about definitions because we tend to use things like PSA. Did
yes.
Did you get the PSA? And our customers are going, well, I don't know. What's a PSA? You know, sometimes we forget that, you know, they're not in our daily lives and know what these acronyms mean. But that is a purchase and sales agreement, which that is the contract that you're going to sign when you're purchasing a home. That's a binding contract. And that is called a purchase and sell agreement. Pretty simple. Another one would be REO. You hear that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a good deal on the REO. And
Speedwagon.
Exactly. Exactly. But that is real estate owned is what it actually stands for. Real estate owned is a designation given to properties which are owned by a lender due to an unsuccessful foreclosure sale at auction. So that is real estate owned property. And
one that we get a lot is the WDO. We say, we need a WDO. And they're like, WD-40? What are you asking about? I'm like, the termite report.
You know, yes.
It's wood destroying organisms, WDO.
Yes, wood destroying organisms. And we use that all the time.
I know.
And everybody's going, what are they talking about? So we just cut it short. It's a termite. It's basically a termite report. It's a TR.
There you go.
Termite report. So those are just a few. And, you know, I think every month we're going to just mention a few because it's good to know what these definitions are. And, you know, like proof of funds, those kind of things. It's good to know. And, you know, we should write a booklet. I might have to work on that. Just a little cheat booklet that when people are interested in buying or selling, they can look these up and have a little bit of knowledge. Knowledge is power. So that's what we want to give you. And
we got another one that we get a lot now. It's the PIW, and it comes out on the approval letter. And people are like, what's the PIW? It's the property inspection waiver. So it's been popular. So if you're putting a large chunk of money down to purchase a home, then sometimes you're able to get the appraisal waived in the PIW.
Yes. So a lot of people are doing that today because it's such a crazy market right now. And so they're going, okay, we're going to waive the appraisal. Well, the people that can waive that appraisal are people that are putting money down.
Correct. Or have a lot of money saved up, or they've sold a house and they, you know, did very well on that. So they're able to put themselves in a good situation.
So, they're the ones that can get that waived. am currently under contract on a home that they did that, and which was awesome. It's awesome when that happens. So they're putting about $150,000 down, so they were able to waive that appraisal because they only have to now get, you know, they're only mortgaging $100,000. So we know the house is going to appraise for $100,000. We know that off the bat.
Yeah, less risk to everybody involved based on the down payment, less risk to the lender, less risk to the buyer.
So we're actually closing on time.
Yeah, actually you don't have to wait, you know, to get the appraisal done and all the terms.
Yes, we talked about that last week. You know, the appraisals can take up to 30 days right now.
Gives me heartburn when you talk about it.
It does. It does. Which I don't even understand it, but we did talk about that last week.
Let's not talk about that again.
Let's not talk about that again. But it is, we have a holiday weekend, and we are entering the hurricane season.
When does that officially start, hurricane season? I feel like living in Florida, we talk about hurricanes.
Yeah, June 1st.
June 1st. Wow. I feel like we talk about hurricanes every month. Like, it's always hurricane season.
Yeah, that's always been the classical start. Yeah. Although this year, like last year, I think we had Anna, which already happened.
It already happened. We already had our first one.
Yeah. First name storm, but it really kind of fizzled out, which was good.
Yeah, we knew it was going to fizzle out, but it was the first already for the season. And so we got kicked off by Anna. And so we're ready.
They got the storm names out. They got the storm names out already. I always like to go through and
they
see,
all have,
see if my name's on there.
This year shouldn't be quite as wild as last year, where they were going into the Roman numerals or the Greek alphabet or what. But for the names. But it's going to be apparently a little busier than usual is their prediction. That's their prediction.
Well, they say that every year.
Right.
Don't they?
And of course, it only takes one hurricane to ruin
it
your
does.
Day.
So. It does. It only takes one. And actually, for us, it's more of a tropical storm. But, you know, we seem to have more of those than actual hurricanes. But the last couple of years, we've had them.
That's
true.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember. We had Matthew came through. Then we had Irma back to back.
Two years in a row. Yeah. Which
flooding,
is really unusual.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. So.
So we need to be ready for that. And we can get very complacent. When we're used to certain things, we get complacent about it. And it's like, well, I live in Jacksonville. It always bounces off of St. Augustine. And, you know, it's no big deal.
We're on the curve.
We're on the curve. You know, it's just going to bounce off.
Are we in the cone or not in the cone, honey?
Yes, exactly. So
the cone of concern.
I would tell you, you always need to be prepared. And I always tease everybody that I've got a bunker at my house, and I kind of do.
That's for the zombies, not the hurricanes.
It's full of toilet paper, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. I'm just going to use all my COVID supplies and move them over to my hurricane supplies.
What is that, for the walking dead or what?
Yes.
You know, all my friends going, God, who's taking all that toilet paper and paper towels? I said, well, don't look in my extra room. But you've got to be prepared. And so a lot of us still have those supplies from last time, which is great. But this is the time. This is a great weekend just to look over to see what you have. Because I get so frustrated when we're about a week or so away and everybody is, you know, at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I don't even go. It's like, okay, fine. I'm not even going to go. I wait till everybody, you know, they're recouping. And if I need something, I'll go late at night. Yeah, but you have to be prepared and don't be part of the chaos. That's what makes it difficult.
And a lot of that stuff is you can get now and it will still be fine during the whole season. I know we got a bed in the garage that has a lot of hurricane supplies in it. Mm-hmm. You know, flashlights, batteries, tape, that kind of stuff that you'll need. And then the perishable items, you can always go when they, you know, when you need it.
So we're going to talk about getting a bin and what do we put in it. So today we're going to talk about just your emergency supply kit, what you should have in it. So you want to stay tuned. So we've got some great information for you when we come back. And give us a call if you have questions, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And I want to say congratulations to Brian Scott, was our winner last week on our trivia, and he won $50 to Wawa for free gas.
All right. More good information is all coming up right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate returns in just a couple minutes on Talk Radio WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Well, you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles here on WBOB, and we are talking about putting our emergency supply kit together because effective June 1st is hurricane season, and we're hoping that you still have it put together from the last couple years because we did have hurricanes, and I know that's when I had put mine together back then. But it's a good weekend. We have a couple of extra days because of the holiday that you would like. You should, you know, pull those out and take a look at them to see what you need to fill up because you don't want to be part of the chaos. And it's so easy to be prepared and just to take a peek in there. If you don't have one, you should put one together. And it's as simple as getting. I got a small bin over at, you know, you can go to Home Depot's, Lowe's, or Ace. Target, any of those places, and get a small bin. They don't cost much. And I just filled it up with different things. So non-perishable food items. Don't forget a can opener. You should always have a battery. Of course, the crank ones are easy. A lot of these things you can go to Amazon, too. That's what I did. I went on Amazon, and they have
you know, here tomorrow.
Cheap prices, and you're going to have it at your front door in a couple of days. So flashlights, extra batteries. Now, first aid kits. It's so important to have a first aid kit. You can also make your own first aid kit. Of course, the one I put together is more of a trauma first aid kit. I have the salt and I get, you know, for those wounds, those major cuts. Because you never know if you can get to a hospital or if perhaps emergency vehicles could even get to you. So for me, it's important that, you know, I think it's the cop in me.
Yeah,
I'll admit it. It is definitely the cop in me. For those of you who don't know, I'm a retired police officer for Southern California, 25 years of service. So, you know, I think of not so much myself, but who can I help in the neighborhood that might need something? And so, you know, if I need to stitch somebody up, I don't have a problem with it all day long.
Going all in. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a good first aid kit.
We're lucky enough that we live next door to Officer Lead Dog, who's actually retiring on Friday after 25 years. So we just go down to his house and we get all his stuff that we need to make sure we're taken care of.
That's awesome. Well, we got to thank him for his service for sure. And it's always nice when they're your neighbors. Absolutely. Because in time of crisis, they're the calm ones in the group.
Oh, yeah. They've been there and seen that, just like us when the mortgage process.
I've been a witness in a few incidents here. And it's funny because the cops will come up to me and they go, "Why are you so calm?" And then I tell them, they go, "Oh, okay, that explains everything." You know, there's not too much that phases me. But you want to make sure that your kit is, that your first aid can get you a little more than just Band-Aids. Because, again, if emergency vehicles can't get to you, you want to make sure that if somebody has a cut, you know, from a broken window perhaps, and those kind of things, that you can handle that before and keep them stable until emergency can get to you. So tons of first aid kits on Amazon. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. We got one in the garage, one in the car, one in the golf cart. When you have kids, you got to have those first aid kits.
Yes. And of course, cell phone chargers. And they have now all kinds of different things that will charge your cell phone. So you want to make sure that you have that. Prescription medication. So as we get close, the thing about, I tell you, the difference between East Coast and West Coast. Okay, we never know when an earthquake's going to happen. I kind of like that. Here they tell us weeks before.
Start tracking it.
The anxiety.
AJ's got the map up. He's starting.
Oh my God, the anxiety. Each morning, the weight is what kills me. It's like, is it here yet? It's like, oh my God.
It's wobbling. Oh, it went left. Now it went right. Where is it, AJ?
Where's that map?
God, it's ridiculous. But also, like I said, usually we know a couple of weeks before. So that's when you want to look at your prescription medication and make sure that, you know, what that looks like. You want to, if you need to refill them, you want to get them refilled. Eyeglasses, contacts, you know, keep a couple of extra. I have an old pair of glasses in there that I can still see through them. But in case mine break, I've got backup. So sanitation items, wipes, garbage bags, plastic ties, important documents. Put a copy of your important documents. Yes, you can take a picture of them as well, but I also keep an extra hard copy in there of driver's license, social security
certificates.
Card, birth certificates, and things of that nature. So important telephone numbers. Oh, my God. That is something I haven't done. I didn't think about that. Nobody knows anybody's phone number anymore, right? We're not doing that roll up that dial, you know, back in the day.
That's why I got the same number, 887 Ryan.
There you go. But that's a good point. Write down important phone numbers. I think the only number I know besides my own is probably my mom's, and that's it.
Yeah, it's all on the phone. It's tough.
So, yeah. Write those down because you might have to do a dial-up. And, of course, hand sanitizer, which we all have that.
Tons.
Gloves. We have masks. So throw them in your emergency kit. Don't burn them. Everybody's doing the burning ceremonies with masks. Save a couple of them. Throw them in your kit. And what I did, I actually went a little beyond this, which is no surprising. Again, the cop in me. But I went ahead and got one of those emergency food kits that would keep me going for 30 days. It's got a shelf life of 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So...
is that gluten-free?
It probably is. It's probably everything free. So it was worth to me the money to spend that to have a 30-day supply of food for just in case. You never know. Hopefully I'll never need it.
Yeah, and, let's hope not.
It's got a 25 lifespan, so I told my son, I said, well... I'll leave that to you.
Pass it down to him.
So there you go. He'll have that as well. But make sure you have that food supply. And I always keep those extra cans. Now they have those pop lids. You can get green beans and they have the pop lids and things like that. So I keep ramen noodles are always good because you can start a fire in your backyard. As long, you know, here we don't, a lot of our... subdivisions don't have gas, so we don't have that issue like a lot of other the newer subdivisions do, that you might not want to put a fire out back to warm up some water.
Yeah.
You can't do that in those neighborhoods. So vaccination records. There you go. For those who got the vaccination, you might want to keep that. Personal hygiene, infant needs. Well, they say a whistle. Fire extinguishers, sleeping bags. There's a lot of things you can put together, but these are all important items to put in your emergency supply kit. And you can go to jacksready.com. That's jacksready.com. And they have... a 32-page preparedness booklet. Highly recommend it. It goes from having an active shooter response to basic first aid to hurricane planning, evacuation checklist. You don't want to miss out. The booklet is free online. Go take a look at it and please prepare ahead of time. So when everybody else is causing chaos at the grocery stores and at all these locations, you are ready to go. And that's the way we like it. We like to be prepared. And so let's do it. Let's do it together for sure.
That was a fast 1 hour, wasn't it?
It was a fast 1 hour. I can't talk any faster than I am. But give me a call. I'd love to help you with your real estate needs and put your house on the market. Give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And this is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Well, I hope you and Ryan both have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And can't
hopefully
wait.
It's
stay
memorable
safe.
In a good way. That's right. Stay safe, guys.
And don't drink and drive.